which typically fit with the seismic domes, as you see the down the geologic sketch. We compared our results with the measured one by using the projected function, which is the root mean square error. And we compare also the model search space by using the correlation factor parameters. This is a summary for this area, which we use the particle swarm and recover the model parameter of the dive, which include the amplitude coefficient, the depth to the top, the depth to the base, the weights, the thickness, the inclination angles, the origin of the, and the length of the body. Third one is the fault parameter assessment from graphic data. In this article, we use several types of faults, which range from normal and the reversal and the strike slip fault. This is a diagram sketch for several types. So there's deep slip fault with normal fault, deep slip with the reverse one, vertical fault with has two upper slope and down slope, one inclined fault with no down slope without knowing the down slope. Also, one, the vertical one was one part. This is a case study. It's from the oil field from Iraq, in the center of Iraq. It's called Kifla area. We use the gravity data and we use the particle swarm optimization algorithm to evaluate the amplitude, the depth to the upthrow, the downthrow blocks, the depth angle, the fault position, fault trace, which is important to know where, what is the fault, where, and where the fault. We calculate, we have two fault, and we have the grabbing system here. It's a, this is a fault one, and then fault two. And we calculate the parameter for each one, and we reuse this inversion data to calculate the forward modeling and compare it with the original one. Find the best fit between the observed and the misfit here. It's nearly equal to the scale. This is another article for parameter estimation using graphic data for two-dimensional sense sheets. Sense sheets means here we can use for igneous metamorphic rock intrusion in the sedimentary or something like that. There is an example from Cameroon for basement intrusion in sedimentary sections. We use the graphic data also. We use a structure the particle swarm, but here we calculate the moving average. Moving average used for separate undesired field from the desired field, from the bokeh. Desired field, which we use it, the residual, it's called the residual, and the undesired field, which is called regional field, which are wanted. And then we calculate the parameters, the weights, and the thickness, and the density, and the location of the basement intrusions, and then we use the forward modeling inversion to calculate the best fitting between the observed and recovered one. So this here means the window length, wind which we use to calculate the second moving anomalies. When it increases, the anomaly decreases. Now I'll go to magnetic methods. This is a paper recently published in the Journal of King Saud University. It's magnetic for interpretation of 2D fault structure using particle swarm optimization method. Also here we, this is an area from Anadolu, from Turkey. It's for a fault area called Askari. And we use this magnetic data to calculate the fault parameters. But using the moving average anomalies for this Hopper data. For this windows also, we calculate the parameters and then we get the average and get within comparing the calculated data with the original one. The advantage here, it's removing the, as I told, the deeper structure, the regional field. Second one is using Hunger Games search. This is the first time for using this algorithm in geophysical data interpretations. It's naturally inspired for action for life regime for animals, for duties in the life, in the hangars, what they have in and everything. This flow chart demonstrates the application of the Hunger Games and the weight of hangars, and when we move from position to position with the velocity and with the distance to the food and everything until we reach the global solutions. Also, we use here for uranium case from India for three different position of uranium mineral certification in this area. The magnetic data, we use it, and then we calculate the parameter for each body, and then use the three bodies together from the forward modeling to calculate the forward modeling anomalies and to compare it with the observed data to measuring the best fit and the minimum. Also, we use here in this paper the standard particle SWAR, as I use it before in several papers, to compare what is the fast, what is the rapid, what is the best one, Hunger Game or particle SWAR, which reaches the solution easy. There is another paper, it's practical, more practical. We use GeoSoft software to interpret ferromagnetic data and radiometric data for an area, it's from Egypt. It's called the Jabal Umm Kendeva, which is famous by uranium, gold, and etc. And we calculate the structure which controls these minerals in this area. This is a magnetic map of this area, which is characterized by high magnetic in the center and the direction to the northeast, southwest, mainly, and north-south. We use several methods such as analytical signal, delta angle, local wave number to analyze and to calculate the structure of this area and to separate the regional, the basement, what is the basement depths rich and what is the shallow structures composed. And we deduce the structure of shallow structures and the deeper one. We find and demonstrate the most commercial sites for promising for mineralized, which include by breadcrumbs. And the direction of so called faults here, it's mainly northeast, southwest, and the north to south, and with minor to east and west, and northwest, southeast. Last one, magnetics, is an easy paper to use a variance analysis method, which is depending on the calculation of the variance between parameters to get the best fit or the global solution for the inversion. This is a flow chart that demonstrates that the magnetic data enter and calculate the force horizontal derivative, which was also another method to separate the regional and the residual. Then we use the initial parameter for the depth as a priori information, and then we get to the loop until we reach to the modified output, or to having to Z final minus Z initial equal, nearly equal zero. Then we get the depth and then calculate the geometric of the bar. This is a case study from the northeastern Paranyara area. We use the magnetic data this area, and we calculate that, and we found that the body is vertical dive, and we calculate the depth and the geometry for each S windows for cruciferous, for force horizontal derivative, and we use the variance to get what is the windows get the best solution for the calculation of Z and depth and Q. Finally, this is a summary conclusion for all manuscript. Geophysical methods, especially gravity and magnetic, are relevant to exploration and production are applied for unconventional reservoirs. Joint or combined geophysical method can contribute to reduce the level of errors and reduce the uncertainty in geologic models. The geologic interpretation of geophysical should be more clearly and critically explained. Develop the new efficient and simple and fast conversion techniques to get the subsurface models that can be used for search issue, for example, 2D or 3D. Also, development of new 2D and 3D software, which allow integration several different sources of survey, geotechnically for all data, something like that. This is my future work, application of several meteoristic algorithms and interpretation of graphic and the magnetic data used for mining, geothermal, hydrology, archaeology, etc. Also developed and innovative inverse modeling techniques to efficiently invert potential data. Also explore advanced data processing techniques, spectral analysis with like transport, machine learning, now IE, artificial intelligence, and interpretation of the physical data. Develop user-friendly software tool as a workflow for processing and visualizing and interpretation of potential data. Implement also open sources code available in journals, in the domain, in international domains. This is some manuscripts which are under review until now. Graphic and magnetic data and the search potential. Thank you for your attention. Any questions?
Why focusing on these methods, inversion method? What was the goal behind?
What was it?
Why you choose to focus?